In this pandemic, previously unthinkable compromise must be well thought, you know. Last week, Robin Swan formally requested help from the British Army to help distribute life-saving equipment and to plan for a temporary hospital at the former Mays prison site, in inverted commas. There was a row because the rest of the executive had not been consulted. However, three of the four other parties thought in the end it was all fair enough. Sinn Féin was criticised for publicly objecting and was accused of, in what's becoming a regular accusation, politicking. So let's break it down a bit. Help with distribution. Is there an issue with distribution? All of the supermarkets are boasting about how supply chains are working and shelves are being restocked every morning. Seamus Leheny, the regional manager with the Freight Transport Association, well known to us because of Brexit, expressed surprise given the number of trucks and drivers lying idle who would be glad of a day's work. My understanding up till now has been that any lack of availability of life-saving equipment has had nothing to do with distribution, but rather the deliberate lack of planning and purchasing, which has left their little to distribute. Then this idea of a temporary hospital at the Mays, in inverted commas. Anyone remember when the executive, to a person, referred to the Mays Longkesh site? Well, is there no one in the Ulster Unionist Party looking at the sites being designated for extraordinary housing of the sick and the dead? The proposed site for a temporary morgue is at Palace Barracks, while part of it at Kinnegar Army Barracks. The two Hollywood-based installations were consolidated in 2016. The part of the site being proposed is mainly used for training British Army personnel. For Nationalists and Republicans, the Mays Longkesh site and Palace Barracks will not be synonymous with efforts to save lives. They will only speak to memories and experiences of torture, harm and death. For the same constituency, the British Army doing anything in the north of Ireland speaks to occupation, torture, murder, collusion and impunity, and a campaign for impunity. Quite frankly, it's insulting to challenge the legitimacy of any anger at such disregard for the experience of thousands of families who share this space at such a time of vulnerability, and to pretend that this is merely about the way Robin Swan did it or a lack of communication is diversionary and seeking a soft conversation where a hard one is required. It's no coincidence, of course, that the Ulster Unionist Party, who are at the forefront of dismissing the rights of those seeking the dignity of truth and justice, has made these proposals. It is, however, more surprising that other parties who try to take middle grounds pretend not to see the natural and legitimate questioning of whether we are actually in a position where there are no other options. From following Britain into Brexit, to pretending the rule of law cannot apply to state actors, to following Britain into herd immunity, to requesting the British Army is deployed, the Ulster Unionist Party's dangerous, myopic vision is also depressing. This latest move is disrespectful and potentially denies the pandemic sick and dying fundamental dignity. And it needs to be called out for what it is. It is the cynical assertion of a British military narrative. It must not be skirted around. Our friends and our families' lives, in all of their complexity, with all of our pasts, whether contested or not, deserve equal value and equal treatment. Dignity and respect are fundamental to that, and that cannot be compromised.